Biomat.
Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
So the news comes this week in the wake of the failure of the movie John Carter, which of course is based on Princess of Mars, about an ancient civilization on Mars and an Earthman who goes to Mars by some kind of astral projection or something like that, a remote viewing, and becomes a hero. And now we learn there is a discovery, an analysis of 36-year-old data showing Martian bacteria. Now, Martian bacteria is not 14 feet high with four arms, but it's life.
Yeah, well, where's Richard Hoagland when you need him? I'm surprised we haven't heard from Dicky Poo.
Well, the funny is that what we discovered to be the real situation of life on Mars will probably have nothing whatever to do with his claims.
Yeah, but that is a bombshell. I mean, to find life on another celestial body is big news.
It really is. It really is. And it may mean that there are more sophisticated creatures under the surface of Mars. Because consider, if you're looking at the surface and you've got, little ice pockets and stuff like that, what's happening in caves? What's happening beneath the surface? Or is this, and maybe this harkens back to our discussion last week, some sort of gradual disclosure?
I guess the kind of jury's out on that, but wouldn't surprise me.
Can believe almost anything. I'll tell you, though, that's interesting. In our forums, since Ray Stanford came on the show, we have had no end of comments in our forums.
Boy, that's an understatement.
The hits keep on coming. It hasn't been, in a year or two that we've seen that level of interest in any guest. And we understand it's both ways in terms of opinion. Some people believe what he has to say. Some are sort of skeptical. Some say, put up or shut up.
Well, it's going to continue along those very contentious lines until Ray finally puts it up and shuts everybody up. And the only way that's going to happen is if he's able to present his data in a scientific, arena, for lack of a better term, and have that data examined by, physicists and others who are credentialed in the particular fields that Ray has been diving into for quite some time now. And I think that probably the best way to do that is to interest one of these physicists to actually present his data for him. And once that happens, then I think some of the boobirds and the skeptics out there will have something else to chew on.
Now, I'm wondering, passing here, whether Ray Stanford was right to say anything at all if he's not ready to reveal the information, because this is what's going to happen. People are going to say, okay, we've had claims over the years in the UFO field, in general paranormal research, about people who claim to have evidence of what's going on, really significant evidence, and they never produce, so why should we believe you unless you produce it? Maybe he would have been better not to go on radio, not to announce anything, just keep quiet until he has something he's able to present. Because, obviously we can't force him. He can do whatever he wants. But just looking at it from a politically correct point of view, maybe this wasn't the way to do it.
Well, again, we had Ray on the show. We have to put this latest appearance here at the Paracast into context. Chris Lambright's book, for anyone out there who's interested enough to get the facts behind the whole Leek Mirabeau, the claim that Leek Mirabeau was inspired to come up with cutting-edge technological ideas that are being put into practice as we speak, based on, Ray's analytical work that he exposed to Mirabeau. And if you take the time to read Chris's incredibly well-researched book about this, you will find some pretty good smoking gun evidence that the claim by Stanford, and now I guess supported by Chris Lambright's work, is it holds water. And having seen a good bit of this scientific data that Ray has been touting for the past 3-4 years now, I'm convinced that Ray's on the right track with this. And of course, that totally opens me up for all sorts of ad hominem attacks and, you know, claims that I'm too close to him and I'm this and I'm that and I've drank, you know, I've slurped the Ray Stanford Jell-O or however you want to put it. And, you know, Gene, I don't care. I'm a straight shooter. I'm a lot more skeptical than I think some of my detractors at the forums would like you to believe. And I have never encountered anyone that has come close to the quality of work and analytical and observational acuity that Ray Stanford has. And I'm sorry, if he can find dinosaur tracks that hundreds of thousands of people walked over, yet he's the guy that finds them and totally writes the book on East Coast paleontology, I would think that he would have that same ability and visual observational acuity to do the same thing looking up. And especially due to the fact that he's been able to actually amass quite a interesting collection of films, again, films, not video, and still photographs of these cases, which he is just incredibly, the process that he has undergone in the past 4 years is really admirable, and he's going to have the last laugh. And I don't care what anybody on the forum says. I have never encountered anybody or any body of work that comes close to what Ray has accomplished. And there are some developments on the scientific front with Ray, which I'm right now I'm not allowed to really discuss. But I can't wait to kind of end the conversation, at least this portion of it, in terms of Ray's credibility, that portion of the conversation. I can't wait for this to be put behind us because, quite frankly, I was rather insulted by some of the comments that were made equating him with Stephen Greer and, you know, some other names that were bannered about.
Well, you know, one thing here, too, which we have to bear in mind, whether you believe what Ray Stanford has to say or not, he's not selling books. He's not selling swag. He's not going on a lecture tour. He's not asking for donations. He's not telling you, give me $1,000 and I'll take you on a trip to see the aliens. He's not doing a CSETI. He's not running a cult. The guy doesn't even have a website. So yeah, the point is here,
exactly.
And that's a big point. That's very important because anytime you hear a claim and you have a problem with it, you look at the commercial motive. Oh, he's going to write a book. He's going to do this. He's going to cash in. He's doing none of that.
No, actually what he's doing is attempting to step up to the plate and provide science, modern diagnostic science, with new insights and potentially new tools to look at very cutting edge data that his sole purpose is to pull humanity, help pull humanity's knowledge forward. And that's quite a testament to his selflessness in this whole arena. And you know, people forget about that. They tend to think that there's some grand design, there's some, you know, monetary motivation, or he wants to become the next guru.
What is there about just wanting to tell people what you know if you think you've got some solid information? That takes us to our guest. And this is kind of, I guess, another unified theory for the paranormal and reality. And it's a book called Behind the Cosmic Veil from Thomas Fusco.
Yes, and we're going to, I think this is going to be a fascinating show. I haven't had a chance to fully read his book, but he comes up with some very, very intriguing analysis of where we are right now in our knowledge of the physical universe. And he equates, he sums it all up in a theory that he's given the name supergeometry to. And I'm really looking forward to meeting him on the air and getting him to really kind of give us a real sense of how he even arrived at this theory. And I think some of the answers he'll give for that question are going to surprise people.
The book is called Behind the Cosmic Veil. The author, Thomas Fusco, will come up next with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Mm-hmm. You know, we develop trust in the people we know, but we don't really know someone we can see. That's why I recommend GoToMeeting with HD Faces. It's a simple online meeting service. It's GoToMeeting by Citrix. All it takes is a webcam and a click to instantly collaborate. You can start hosting your own face-to-face online meetings today with GoToMeeting. You can try it free for 30 days. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click the Try It Free button, and use the promo code PODCAST. If you want to get your website online and you need reliable service, first-class service at the lowest possible price, there's only one place to go. Well, DreamHost has a special promotion with our show where they'll offer you unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click web apps such as WordPress, 24/7 support. You can save over $55. You want to know how? Go to dreamhost.com/radio, dreamhost.com/radio.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Crank up your savings at the Webb's headquarters for hand crank and solar power preparedness. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Save now on solar generators from $289. Solar lanterns, just $24.95. Solar waterproof flashlights, only $12.95. Cook anywhere solar ovens from $279.95. Portable solar panels from 21stCenturyGoods.com give you the freedom to harness the power of the sun to charge your gear wherever you go. Show your patriotism with our line of solar flagpole lights. Plus, find a full line of emergency and shortwave radios, solar lanterns, and LED flashlights. And see our monthly two-for-one specials at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. Spend $100 or more and get a free hand crank solar flashlight when you mention you heard us on GCN at checkout. Crank up your savings only at 21stCenturyGoods.com.
BePrepared.com is making deals in April because you need to be prepared now and you need to save. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. What's on sale? Now through April 30th, save 28% on a freeze-dried garden vegetable combo, which includes peas, corn, beans, cauliflower, celery, and onions. Save 33% on the Katadyn Hiker Micro Filter. New instant white rice as low as $8.49 and a 72-hour MRE food and water supply, a $72 value for only $49.99 and much more at BePrepared.com. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and our low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. Hurry, the BePrepared.com April sale ends April 30th. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
We welcome on the Paracast with Gene and Chris, Thomas Fusco. He's author of this book called Behind the Cosmic Veil. And the subtitle is A New Vision of Reality, Merging Science, the Spiritual, and the Supernatural, which I guess we can call kind of a unified theory of reality. But before we start with that, Thomas, I'd like to know your background. Can you tell us just what your day job is and what kind of experience you have? And then we can focus on how you got into this.
Well, I work in the technology industry. The field of my research that led up to my book has been mostly private work. I've done independent studying for quite a long time. As I say in my review there, that I've spent close to 30 years of research preparing for this book. And so it's pretty much what consumes most of my spare time now.
I know that you and I were talking about some computer stuff just before we got on. But anyway, looking at it from a person who's into technology, we kind of look at visions of reality and spiritual and supernatural, and we think of them as more emotional interests as opposed to intellectual. So how do you approach this kind of study?
Well, to begin with, there were certain premises that I needed to establish that were able to help me start with a little bit of a different paradigm than what had already existed. And one of the ideas is that, and it's very scientifically accepted, is that the universe is put together one way. And that's a single premise. That means everything that we observe has to be consistent with that one way that the universe is put together. The universe is not arbitrary. Atoms are assembled in the exact same way everywhere that atoms fall together from the very beginning of time. Another thing that I mention is that you're not going to put a turkey in the oven and 3 hours later come out with a V8 engine when you open the door.
Not unless we have a new kind of reality.
Well, the reality that we're in is much more rigid than that. It certainly has some very well-defined parameters. The two atoms of hydrogen and one atom of oxygen combined together in a model or in a molecule under standard temperature and pressure. Anywhere in the universe, there's sufficient gravitational field to pull those molecules together are going to give us a clear liquid that we call water anywhere in the universe where those conditions are met. So it's very, it is a very definite way that the universe is put together. It's not arbitrary. The other aspect of to what you were asking is, given that, then what we see in the universe is a system which is governed and assembled according to a specific set of laws and principles. We've discovered a lot of them. There are some of them that we haven't. But we know that a system like the universe is governed by a specific set of laws and principles. What that means, then, is that every subset of that system must comply with those same laws and principles. A subset of a system cannot operate in a way that's contrary to or outside of the laws and the principles that govern the greater system. So when we bring it back to down to the human experience, as you were asking about, what we have is the human brain. The human being itself is actually a subset of the greater universe. Therefore, everything that is in the human brain is consistent with the laws and the principles from which the human brain was constructed. It's the same laws and principles that govern the greater universe. And when we begin to look at things with that kind of a paradigm, we can begin to take ideas that are emotional or experiential or mental or personal and begin to project them out, so to speak, and try to look at them in a scientific and physical way.
So did you have some kind of eureka moment, an epiphany, Thomas Fusco, to say, you know what, I've got something here that maybe hasn't been put together quite this way?
There were several of those types of moments for me. One of them was certainly coming to a different kind of an understanding when it comes to the nature of gravity. Now, that may sound odd with a book that's published that has a lot of spiritual and paranormal or supernatural elements in it. But I came to the realization that gravity is this force that seems to continuously defy scientific explanation. When we were in school, we were taught all about gravity. But in reality, what we were taught about was gravitational effect. We were never really taught about gravity because science doesn't have a good picture of what gravity actually is.
So when we talked about gravity, we were basically evaluating what we knew of its effects.
Exactly. And that we know quite well.
It's like knowing the disease in terms of symptoms, but not knowing the cause.
In a sense, that's correct, yes. The materialistic model of the universe, which is what science primarily operates from, physics is the ultimate materialism, assumes that gravity is a force, like the strong and weak nuclear forces and electromagnetism. But in these other three basic forces of nature, we already have discovered a particle that propagates itself as a wave to convey that force. So electromagnetism, everybody knows what that is. We have a particle, which is an electron, that propagates itself as a wave, which is the electromagnetic field. And this is the physical substance that actually connects two different objects that are being influenced by this field, like two magnets, for example. There's an actual physical connection between them. But with gravity, over decades of research, we have never discovered a graviton, and we have never discovered a wave of gravity. Now, people might say, well, we just haven't discovered it yet. But the case is not based on that alone. You're looking at all kinds of anomalies in terms of scientific understanding throughout history that involve gravity. When Einstein tried to mathematically represent his unified field theory, he was never able to succeed with it because he couldn't express gravity in four dimensions mathematically. When we try to reconcile quantum physics with general relativity, we come up with the same problem. The stumbling block is always gravity. We look at the way that the universe was formed. We shouldn't have had this incredible amount of order come out of the chaos of the Big Bang. And the belief is that it was caused by gravity, but we don't have any model that shows how that could be done. When we look at the standard model of the universe, which is what physics goes by, capital S, capital M, which lists all the particles and their interactions and forces, it's missing one key component.
This is a beginning of a long discussion we're going to have, Thomas, with what he's learned and how it fits in with what we know about different paranormal phenomena. The book is Behind the Cosmic Veil. The guest is Thomas Fusco. With Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Ray Perkins, a reclusive veteran burned out from the Gulf War, lives tortured by relentless, perplexing nightmares. Nightmares of a horrific battle in deep space and of a mysterious woman suffering in agony for her devastated world. A woman not yet born, calling across centuries to him. Then, a coincidence leads him to his destiny, his chance to alter the universe. Attack of the Rockoids. The former fiction editor for Star Wars and Indiana Jones, Robert Simpson, writes, "The soul of the novel Attack of the Rockoids lies in its heart and passion for building a convincing tale of a love that spans a galaxy. A thrilling story. Attack of the Rockoids is available now. Read a sample chapter and get a special discount off of the cover price at our website, rockoids.com. That's rockoids.com. Attack of the Rockoids. A novel in the grand science fiction tradition.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Jim Mosley, editor of Saucer Smear, and I'm here to say a good word or two about the Paracast, which I believe is the gold standard of paranormal radio. Listen to it if you can.
We have Thomas Fusco. The book is called Behind the Cosmic Veil. And as you can see, listeners, this is not something where we talk about something that involves a spiritual interpretation, but something that's really nuts and bolts, it sounds like to me. So let me ask you something here. I realize you haven't read a book by this particular person. There's a paranormal investigator who's no longer with us, John Keel, and he's written a number of books, including The Mothman Prophecies, which was made into a movie starring Richard Gere, but this is the book it's based on. He once talked of God being a computerized intelligence that might be insane. So when we talk about these laws that govern the universe and laws that we maybe only barely understand now, do you look at there being a supreme being or force that we call God?
Well, again, with my particular new paradigms that I introduce in my book, one of the ideas, again, goes back to what I was talking about with a subset of a greater system which cannot operate in a way that is contrary to or outside of the laws and principles that govern that greater system. Now, normally when we think of ourselves personally, we human beings are very egotistical and egocentric. For some reason or another, we get this belief that the reality beneath our skin is somehow different than the reality outside of ourselves. But scientifically speaking, that's not possible. So what I say to that is this. We, on our planet, we know that we have life. Human beings are alive. There's all kinds of living creatures here. So how could the universe have produced something that was contrary to or outside of its own nature, so to speak? So just the very fact that we have life means that the universe itself must also have life. It could not produce something greater than what it is itself. So if we go to the intelligence question, we human beings are intelligent. Consequently, that intelligence must be derived from the laws and principles that govern the greater universe. So the universe must contain or be itself intelligent as well. Now that brings us to a greater question. Where did universal intelligence come from? And so you could take the materialistic point of view and try to figure out what physicists have never been able to reckon, how the universe established its own intelligence, its own order. Or you have to accept that the order by which the universe conformed to had to come from something that was outside of or greater than that universe. And so in this instance, when you look at it this way, the idea of an intelligent creator actually makes more sense than the atheistic materialistic viewpoint.
Well, you know, you bring up a really interesting point, Thomas, and this is something that I've always kind of puzzled over. It's like a science demands such rigorous standards of proof about pretty much anything that they're investigating in the material sciences and in you know, just basic science. But one thing I've never been able to figure out is how they can somehow justify the whole idea of the Big Bang. I mean, it's almost like they're saying, give us one miraculous event, and then all other miraculous events you got to prove. Yet the very basic principles that they, you know, study to try to come to grips with the whole process of the Big Bang requires a suspension of disbelief, and you need a miracle in order to explain that.
Well, science is limited in the way that it approaches things. And again, this is something that many lay people are not quite familiar with. Scientists, whether they're physicists or botanists or whatever, they don't really need to know why a thing happened. Science is very, very practical. All they need to know is how it happens. So, for example, when we look at the very weird quirkiness that we see in the subatomic world that is called quantum physics or quantum mechanics, physicists don't feel obligated to explain why the universe behaves this way. All they need to know is that it does behave this way, and they can experimentally demonstrate it, and they can quantify it and qualify it. So when it comes to the Big Bang, they can trace back movements of the various astronomical bodies that we see in the universe, and we can see that they've all spread out from a particular point. There's other points of evidence that give us this idea that everything was once a singularity that exploded. But they feel no need to explain why that occurred. And so this is where science actually ends, and where philosophy and religion have traditionally filled in that particular blank.
Let's look at some of the things that relate to our little corner of the world here, because of the fact that you did bring up paranormal UFOs. So I'm going to run into UFOs very quickly here, or maybe for an extended period. And that is, okay, so looking at this overarching reality, where do UFOs fit in? Or is it just, you know, ET comes here, and obviously we have different levels of advancement around the universe?
Well, I think the first step, and this was one of the other gestalts, as you might say, that I came to a realization, is that in dealing with the paranormal, whether it's UFOs or more specific, a lot more of my study had to do with the kind of paranormal events that happen in a haunted house, we have traditionally looked at it from a, what I would call a criminologist-centric point of view.
You're going to have to explain that.
Yes. What I try to do is I try to compare paranormal research to the investigations of a police force, for example. And they have a criminologist unit, but they also have a forensics unit. And unfortunately, because we've been almost completely blind as to the physics of paranormal itself, everybody has concentrated on the criminology, quote-unquote, whodunit. For example, in a paranormal haunting, the predominant thinking is consumed with the idea of spirits and ghosts. They're consumed with the criminology of it, but they have almost no forensics to figure out exactly how, who done it, did it. Now, when we look at UFOs, we see the same kinds of things going on, that the thinking is predominantly centered around who done it, whether it's a black ops type of a thing, whether it's our own technology, or whether it's aliens from other worlds. This is predominantly what the focus is. But what I try to concentrate on is on the forensics itself. So when I talk about UFOs or haunted houses, I try to make that distinction. I want to take the aliens out for a moment. I'm not saying that they're not valid. And in the haunted houses, I want to take the ghosts out for a moment. And that helps clear your head to see the actual physics of what's going on.
Well, okay, but it sounds like a general description here. But do we think of UFOs as being something more than just craft? I'm not really understanding this.
Okay. Well, you had asked me about what I thought about UFOs. And you had mentioned the idea of alien craft coming from another location, so to speak. And what I'm trying to say is that what we need to do is set that kind of thinking aside first and just look at the physical phenomena itself. And then we can begin to draw some conclusions on that. And from that, we can take that body of understanding and try to join it with various types of criminology scenarios and see what fits.
Okay, well, let's start to do that in our next segment. We have Thomas Fusco, author of Behind the Cosmic Veil. You're with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
We also have swag. You know, we have all these exclusive Paracast things that you can buy. We've got, like, I guess 60 or so different items. And entails T-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the Paracast jumbo tote bag, all sorts of T-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a Paracast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.theparacast.com, store.theparacast.com. What makes it special is that the items are the best quality, you know, great T-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, in multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the Paracast. You go to store.theparacast.com, stop by, and take a shopping tour.
What is the most abundant resource on Earth? Water. It's essential for sustaining life, but it's not always the most available. When disaster strikes, water quickly vanishes from store shelves, like it did during 9/11, Katrina, Japan, and in Joplin. 3 days without water and your body begins to shut down. Don't risk being without an abundant supply of water when the next disaster hits. Get a FlowJack hand well pump. The affordable FlowJack drops right into almost any well and is easy to install without having to remove the existing pump, giving you immediate access to plenty of cool, clean water. You could risk your family's health on a limited supply of stored water, or you could be prepared with the reliable, affordable FlowJack backup hand pump kit for only $3.99 complete. See how it works at FlowJack.com, spelled FlowJack.com. Be sure to spell FlowJack.com or call 855-4-FLOWJACK, 855-4-FLOWJACK. That's 855-435-6525. Proudly made in America. FlowJack hand well pumps. Peace of mind in a box.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, camel milk. Camel milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and camel milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And camel milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta casein intolerant and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under Products and Pricing for the Spring Special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hi, this is Don Ecker, and you are tuned into the Paracast. Let me tell you what, you're going to hear stuff here that you probably won't hear anywhere else. Hear that, George Snorri?
An interesting view of reality with Thomas Fusco. The book is called Behind the Cosmic Veil, with Gene and Chris in the Paracast. So, okay, let us dissect the effect of UFOs, as you defined it in our previous segment, and see where we take it.
Yes, okay. Let's just take a look at what we see physically, because what we are seeing in these UFO observations has to fall under the category of being a physical effect. If it was not a physical effect, we would not be able to observe it. We would not be able to see anything because there wouldn't be any kind of a physical effect interacting with photons that would bounce off of that and enter into our eyes or our cameras or recording equipment to be able to capture the images of these things. And if you can see where I'm coming from, I'm looking at it, I'm really cutting it down to the understanding of first grade, kindergarten, very elementary.
Well, that's the kind I understand, okay?
Yeah, we.
Thank you for agreeing with me.
Yes, we too often jump beyond that, and oftentimes we miss the obvious by doing that. So when we look at UFOs, for example, we can see a number of different characteristics that they seem to share. One of the things is that when they look like craft, they are not constructed according to typical aerodynamics that we're familiar with. So we know that they do not operate in a way that aerodynamics does, like a bird.
Well, specifically, why don't we define that further? Exactly what way don't they operate according to traditional aerodynamics?
Yes. In other words, every way that we know how to affect flight on a macro level, on a level that's large enough to produce something that's the size of these particular objects, all has to do with the aerodynamics of lift and propulsion. We have to propel an object that is constructed in such a way so that its wings or whatever its structure is allows the lift of the air to suspend it up, like the shape of a wing, like a bird. All these kinds of different flying objects that we're familiar with all work on this idea of aerodynamics accompanied with propulsion. Well, these objects that we see, what we call UFOs, are not aerodynamic. They don't have a structure that provides that kind of lift, and at the same time, there is no visible means of propulsion. So we know, number one, by looking at them, that they are not designed according to normal aerodynamic physics. There is something else going on with them. Another observation that we see is that we do see them move without any visible or detected means of propulsion. And so that's another aspect of UFOs that we have to take into account. Now, I'm going to jump for a second and go to a haunted house and poltergeist activity. We see this exact same thing. We see objects that move without any aerodynamics and no means of propulsion.
So the resemblance here is both seem to be violating what we understand to be the normal laws governing these effects.
Yes. Not so much, let's say, violating. Let's just say that they are not consistent with known aerodynamic and propulsion principles. I wouldn't say they violate those principles because they're not even operating according to those.
Yeah, it's nonconformity, basically.
Yes, yes. So clearly something is going on that makes them unidentified or paranormal. Now, another thing that people observe is that they observe sometimes these objects, these UFOs, they actually change shapes. And when we see apparitions and those different types of visible phenomena in haunted houses, we see the exact same thing. We see UFOs that seem to pop into physical presence and then disappear. In haunted houses, we see the exact same kind of phenomena.
Now, that leads to the other question here. Is it possible that UFOs are simply not obeying what we understand to be the laws of flight simply because they're designed by another civilization and they've reached to a different level than what we understand? I mean, at one point, heavier than aircraft seemed to be impossible.
Yes, but I would put aside for the moment the idea that it has anything to do with a alien civilization as being a cause.
Why?
Because it doesn't allow us to clearly see what we need to focus on, which is the other half of what you said, which is something about advanced technology or exploiting laws of physics that we don't understand yet.
But why would that not be? Why wouldn't they be originating from some advanced civilization?
Oh, they very well might. What I'm trying to do, and this is what has made my work so different than everything that's come before it, is that I've set the criminology aside for a moment. Let's say we don't know whether these craft are coming from another planet. We don't know whether it's something that our government has developed and is hiding it.
Well, yeah, we can, because some of these craft or alleged craft came before our government could possibly have developed anything that would have even come close to that apparent technology.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I know what you mean. There's been reports that have gone back a long ways, and then there's also been legends about a place called Shambhala that had all these kind of technologies, or an Atlantis that still exists underground somewhere. This is what my point is. I'm not saying that they're not alien craft. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is for us to start at kindergarten and first grade to begin to build a tangible model of what we're seeing, we need to set aside those considerations temporarily and just take a look at what is physically occurring itself.
Okay, so you're likening this to seeing a ghost, in the sense of that the reality that's present doesn't fit with what we expect to happen with our reality.
Yes and no. I'm liking it to what's observed in paranormal hauntings in a haunted house. I'm not liking them to a ghost. You see the difference?
Okay.
I want to leave the ghost aside for a moment. I'll give you a good example. I'll show you exactly how this approach helps us. We've all heard the reports in ghost investigations and paranormal investigations in haunted houses of having cold spots, of electrical equipment malfunctioning, that type of thing. And in the paranormal community, the hauntings, the investigations in that branch, the predominant view is that the spirit or the ghost or the entity is somehow draining the batteries in the electrical equipment or the thermal energy in the air in order to physically manifest. I know you've heard that theory before.
Okay.
Now, let's take a look at the UFO phenomenon. Surprisingly, we see the exact same thing. When electrical equipment comes in close proximity with a UFO sighting, they often report the exact same things, that the batteries suddenly drain out of flashlights, they don't work, radios don't work, car batteries appear dead. The exact same phenomena occurs, but in the UFO field, no one would ever imagine that the UFO is draining your Everettis out of your flashlight in order to physically manifest.
They were just thinking of it as some kind of field generated by the craft as part of their propulsion system.
That's right. But now in the paranormal, here's what's funny. Here's my point. They take these, you know, these EMF meters, and they're reading these elevations in electromagnetic fields, just like what you just said. And then they see the malfunctioning of the electrical equipment, but because they got the criminology, they got the ghost stuck in their head, they can't even see what's happening in front of their own eyes. That when it's natural to see in the UFO, because they're not thinking about the criminology, they're not thinking about the ghost. Do you see what I mean by that concept of a spirit or a perpetrator actually completely blinds people from what's happening in front of their eyes?
So therefore, that sounds deliberate.
Deliberate in what way?
Well, blinding something from people's eyes, is that a way of hiding the truth?
It's our own blindness caused by a false premise.
Okay, we're going to have to get into more of that, what the false premise might be. The book is Behind the Cosmic Veil. The author is Thomas Fusco, and there's a link, by the way, at theparacast.com to his book, to the site, if you want to buy a copy. With Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast. America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.